Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remember by Ram Golder, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tes, the 10th Perek, Elohen and Echnaking. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah lists different transgressions related to Nevuah and the punishment of each. A Brisa summarizes that three are killed by man, with chenek, and three are killed bidei shemayim. Number one, hamisna b'mashal shama, one who prophesies that which he did not hear. Number two, mashal nemarlo, one who prophesies that which is not said to him, although it was told to another navi. And number three, hamisna b'shem avodah zarah, one who prophesies in an idol's name, even if his prophecy follows the correct law, misasam bidei adam. Their deaths are at the hands of man, with chenek. Number four, kovesh es nevuah, so one who withholds his prophecy, but mavato al divrei navi, one who disregards the navi's words, but navi sha'avro al divrei atzmo, and a navi who transgresses his own words, misasim bidei shamayim, are killed by the hands of heaven. The Gemara gives Sadakya ben Kanana as an example of one who prophesies that which he did not hear. Although he was misled by a false spirit of Navos, he should have realized the prophecy was false since all the prophets were using the same expressions. And signon echad olo kama navim, one signal of Nevuah can come to several prophets. Ve'en shnei navim es navim v'signon echad. But two prophets never prophesy with one signal, meaning using the same words. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a mevatal divrei navi, one who disregards a navi's words, is liable to misa bidei shamayim. The Gemara asks, "Mina yadid the anash? How does he know the navi is truthful that he should be punished for disregarding him?" It answers, "Dehavileos, because he gives him a sign." The Gemara said the person who disobeyed Micha was punished, although Micha did not give him a sign. It answers, "Heich de muchzak shani, where he's already established as a true navi, it's different, and he must be obeyed even without a sign. This must be so, for otherwise, Avram Bahar Moriah, Hechel Shamal Yitzchak. When Avram was on Har Moriah, how can Yitzchak listen to him to allow himself to be sacrificed since Hashem only spoke to Avram? Also, in the incident of Eliyahu and Har Carmel, how could they have listened to him to Shech Karbanos outside the Mikdash? This proves that an established Navi must always be obeyed, even without a sign. And pointing with you, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram with the Kedus Yitzchak, Achra Dvarim Ha'ela, after these things. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimmer explains this means Achra Dvarav Shal Satan, after the Satan's words. When Avram made a great feast, after Yitzchak was weaned, the Satan said, Rabbono Sholom, you granted this old man a child at the age of 100 years? From the entire feast that he made, he did not have a single dove to offer you as a carbon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Kum asa el bishvil beno, did he make the feast for any other reason than for his son? Ima ni omer lo zvach es bincho afanai miyad zovcho. If I tell him, sacrifice your son before me, he would immediately sacrifice him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the word na, now, which Rabbi Shimon explains is eino el lashon bakasha, nothing but an expression of a request. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I've tested you with many tests, and you withstood them all. Akshav, Amor ben Nisayon Zed, now stand strong in this test for me, Shul Yomru in Mamish Berishonim. So they do not say the earlier tests were insignificant. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah lists different transgressions relating to Nevuah and the punishment of each. A Brisa summarizes that three are killed by man, with chenek, and three are killed bidei shemayim. Number one, hamisna b'mashal shama, one who prophesies that which he did not hear. Number two, mashal nemarlo, one who prophesies that which is not said to him, although it was told to another navi. And number three, hamisna b'shem avodah zarah, one who prophesies in an idol's name, even if his prophecy follows the correct law, misasam bidei adam. Their deaths are at the hands of man, with chenek. Number four, kovesh es nevuah, so one who withholds his prophecy, but mavato al divrei navi, one who disregards the navi's words, but navi sha'avro al divrei atzmo, and a navi who transgresses his own words, misasim bidei shamayim, are killed by the hands of heaven. The Gemara gives Sadakya ben Kanana as an example of one who prophesies that which he did not hear. Although he was misled by a false spirit of Navos, he should have realized the prophecy was false since all the prophets were using the same expressions. And signon echad olo kama navim, one signal of Nevuah can come to several prophets. Ve'en shnei navim es navim v'signon echad. But two prophets never prophesy with one signal, meaning using the same words. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that a mevatal divrei navi, one who disregards a navi's words, is liable to misa bidei shamayim. The Gemara asks, "Mina yadid the anash? How does he know the navi is truthful that he should be punished for disregarding him?" It answers, "Dehavileos, because he gives him a sign." The Gemara said the person who disobeyed Micha was punished, although Micha did not give him a sign. It answers, "Heich de muchzak shani, where he's already established as a true navi, it's different, and he must be obeyed even without a sign." This must be so, for otherwise, Avram Bahar Maria, Hechel Shamu Le Yitzchak. When Avram was on Har Maria, how can Yitzchak listen to him to allow himself to be sacrificed, since Hashem only spoke to Avram? Also, in the incident of Eliyahu and Har Carmel, how could they have listened to him to Shech Karbanos outside the Mikdash? This proves that an established Navi must always be obeyed, even without a sign. And pointing with you, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram with Akedas Yitzchak, Achra Dvarim Ha'ela, after these things. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimmer explains this means Achra Dvarim Shal Satan, after the Satan's words. When Avram made a great feast, after Yitzchak was weaned, the Satan said, Rabbono Sholom, you granted this old man a child at the age of 100 years? From the entire feast that he made, he did not have a single dove to offer you as a carbon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Kum Asa El Bishvil Beno, did he make the feast for any other reason than for his son? If I tell him, sacrifice your son before me, he would immediately sacrifice him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the word na, now, which Rabbi Shimon explains is eino el lashon bakasha, nothing but an expression of a request. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I've tested you with many tests, and you withstood them all. Akshav, Amor ben Nisayon Zed, now stand strong in this test for me, Shul Yomru in Mamish Berishonim. So they do not say the earlier tests were insignificant. All right, so now we got our Simon Daf Pei test, and our standard Simon is a pot, but to make it more distinct, we use a Chon pot. So here goes. The men eating chon out of a large pot who were chayv misa bidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, were surprised to hear someone accuse the Navi of serving everyone chon but not bringing a single carbon to Hashem. Once again, some motion. The men eating chon out of a large pot. Pot? That must be on daf pei test. Chon pot. The men eating chon out of a large pot who were chayv misa bidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings six types of nevuah transgressions, three killed with chenek and three misa bidei shamayim. One who disregards the Navi's words is chayv misa bidei shamayim. So the men eating chon out of a large pot who were chayv misa bidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how one knows to trust a Navi to be chayv for disregarding him. Typically, it's because the Navi gave an os, a sign, but if he's an established Navi, no sign is needed, which is why Yitzchak believed Avram to allow Avram to shecht him. So the men eating chon out of a large pot were chayv misa bidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, were surprised to hear someone accuse a Navi of serving everyone chon but not bringing a single carbon to Hashem, which reminds us Avram Avinu's test of Akedas Yitzchak was achra dvarim ha'ela, after the Satan pointed out that Avram did not bring any carbon to Kosh Baruch Hu to celebrate the weaning of Yitzchak while making a big feast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I tell him, sacrifice your son before me, he would immediately sacrifice him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this test. So once again, the men eating chon out of a large pot who were chayv misa bidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, were surprised to hear someone accuse a Navi of serving everyone chon but not bringing a single carbon to Hashem. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf pei hei. So the simon daf pei hei relates to the pei, the mouth, and we use a dentist for the simon. So here goes. When the dentist, that must be on daf pei hei, pei, mouth, dentist. When the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach basin, which reminds us, Rav Sheshus was asked, can a son be made a shliach basin to strike or curse his father, meaning if his father was liable to malchus or excommunication respectively? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and a Brice Rav Shmuel ruled, L'cho eina ben nasa shaliach la'aviv la'kosu l'kalu. For all sins, a son is not made a shaliach ha-beistin to strike or curse his father, chus me'meisis, except for one who instigates others to serve avodah zorah. His son may carry out his sentence because the Torah says about him, osachmo v'sichaselav, you shall not have compassion nor conceal him. So, when the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach beistin, the son replied that he was permitted to strike him given that his father is an evil sinner, which reminds the Gemara discusses cursing a parent after his death, and we learn that a sinful parent is also excluded from the striking prohibition. So when the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach beistin, the son replied that he was permitted to strike him given that his father is an evil sinner for kidnapping a boy and putting him to work as a dental assistant. Which reminds, the next mission states, Gonav Nefesh Mi'Yisrael, one who kidnaps a Jew, is not chayv to chenek until he takes him into his possession. Rav Yehuda says he must take him into his possession, Mishtamish bo, and make use of him, as the Pasuk says, Visamar bo umachro, and he made use of him and sold him. Daf Pei Vav. So the Simmer Daf Pei Vav is police. So here goes. The police officers. Police. That must be one Daf Pei Vav. The police officers who were dragging the second set of aiding for a Ben Sora Mora were found zomim to Basin since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, which means we learn that second Aedis is not Chatzi Davar, where the first Aedis is independently effective, such as in the case of a Ben Sora Mora. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of aiding for a Ben Sora Mora were found zomim to Basin since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Edi Ganeva of a kidnapping, who were found to be Zomim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokas of Edi Ganeva of kidnapping are killed, and the Machlokas is based on the question whether the Edis of the Ganeva Umechira stand on their own, or whether the Edis of the kidnapping is the beginning of the selling. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of Edim for a Ben Sora Mora, who were found zomim to Basin, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Edi Ganeva of a kidnapping, who were found to be Zomamin, had to wait behind the officers doing crowd control outside Basin, dealing with a Zaken Mamre and his whole local Basin, which reminds us the next mission discusses Zaken Mamre Alpi Basin, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, who is killed with Chenek. Daf Pei Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers. Gold Pez candy dispensers? That must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the base of Mikdash, which reminds us the Zaken Mamre and his disputants go up to the base of Mikdash, which is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. So the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold and explained by the Rabban, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what kind of halachic disagreement qualifies for a Zaken Mamre. There are three opinions given. Rabbi Yehuda says, the dispute must be al davar she'ikru medivrei Torah, uperush medivrei sofrim, about a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah, and its interpretation is taught by the sofrim, meaning the early sages. So the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabban, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for Kedushin was invalid, which reminds the Gemara discusses Karis violations resulting from a dispute about Dinim Mamonos. This refers to the Machlokas about a monetary ruling issued by two judges, which Shmuel said is valid and Rabbi Avoh said is not valid. Thus, if someone is awarded money by a two-person court and Sanhedrin ruled like Shmuel and the Zaken Mamre ruled like Rabbi Avoh, he would consider the awarded money stolen by the victorious party. If he then marries a woman with that money, the Zaken Mamre would consider the Kedushin invalid and permit her to marry others, resulting in a Karis violation. So the Zaken Mamre and the Basin walk together up the golden path of Pez candy dispensers, heading up to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Zaken Mamre ruled on something written in the Torah, whose words are like gold, and explained by the Rabbanan, and stated that a ruling given by two judges on a piece of gold used for Kedushin was invalid. Daf Peches. So the Simmer Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can, or a dustbin. So here goes. By the garbage can, that must run on Daf Peches, pach. By the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of a Zaken Mamre, because his ruling was Mefiya Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, which reminds us, Rav Kahana says that if a Zaken Mamre quotes his ruling Mefiya Shmua from a tradition he heard from his teachers, and the Sanhedrin quote their ruling Mefiya Shmua as well, or he said, Kachu Be'enai, this is what appears to me in my eyes, meaning his personal decision, and the Sanhedrin's ruling is also from their reasoning, and certainly if his ruling is Mefiya Shmua, and theirs is from their reasoning, he is not killed as a Zaken Mamre unless his ruling is based on his own reasoning, and ignores the Sanhedrin's ruling, which is Mefiya Shmua. Belazir disagrees and says that even if the Zaken Mamre's ruling was Mefiya Shmua, and Sanhedrin's was based on their own reasoning, he is killed, Kedeshua Yirbu Machokas be Yisrael, so that Machokasim should not proliferate in Yisrael. So by the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of a Zaken Mamre, because his ruling was Mefiya Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, were two groups of students who were getting into a Machlokas, again, which reminds us, Rav Yossi teaches in a Braisa that in earlier times, halachic disputes were rare in Yisrael. If need be, unresolved disputes ended up before the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGazis. However, when the students of Shammai and Hillel increased, they did not fully attend to their teachers, leading to a proliferation of disputes. As a result, Machlokas increased in Yisrael, and the Torah appeared as if it had become two Torahs. So by the garbage can filled with a thrown out case of Azak and Mamre, because his ruling was Mefiah Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, were two groups of students who were getting into a machlokas again, whether Azak and Mamre could be chayv for being mosif on other mitzvahs, like he would be chayv for saying there are five compartments to tefillin. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states there's a greater chumrah in the Sofrim's words compared to the Torah's words regarding Azak and Mamre. If Azak and Mamre says there's no mitzvah of tefillin, he's pater because it's obviously false and not a legitimate ruling. However, if he says the tefillin shel rosh require five compartments instead of four, hosif al divrei Sofrim, to add on to the Sofrim's words, he's chayev. Rav Hoshea says that Azak and Mamre is only chayev for disputing a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah. Its interpretation is taught by the Sofrim, v'yesh bo lahosif, and it's possible to add on to its required elements, v'im hosif goreya, and if one adds to the number, he detracts from the mitzvah's fulfillment. This is only possible with tefillin, where adding a fifth compartment violates bal tosif, you shall not add to any mitzvah, and invalidates the tefillin. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Dafni learned that a Tamei Kohen is not chayv misi b'dei shamayim for eating truma if the truma was already Tamei? That's on Daf Pei Gemo. Good. Number 2. Which Dafni learned that Avram's test of Akedas Yitzchak was after the Satan presented a taina against him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf Pei Tes. Good. Number 3. Which Dafni learned that a son is pater if he wounded his father through bloodletting? That's on Daf Pay dollar. Good. Number 4. Which of the when the Machokas increase in Klal Yisrael because of the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai, who did not attend to them sufficiently? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 5. Which of the when about six types of Nevuah transgressions, one of them being that those who don't listen to a Navi's words are Chai Misa B'dei Shammayim? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 6. Which of the when about the permit to strike a sinful parent? That's on Daf Pehe. Good. Number 7. Which Dafni learned about Azak and Mamre? That's on Daf Pei Vav. Good. Number 8. Which Dafni learned the Azak and Mamre and his disputants go up to the base of Mikdash, which is the highest part of all of Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Pei Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which Dafni learned how one knows to trust a Navi to be liable for disregarding him? That's on Daf Pay test. Good. Number 10. Which Dafni learned that second Eidus is not Chatzi Davar, where the first Eidus is independently effective, such as in the case of a Ben Sora Mora? That's on Daf Pei Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.